Hey everybody, my name is Jeffrey X. Martin from Biff Bam Pop, and you have found yourself at the start of the musical maze known as Songs in the Key of X. I talk, there's a song, and then we repeat that 5 times. Different songs, though, because it would be silly to do the same thing over and over again. Now, today, we're going to be discussing a subject that a lot of people don't like to talk about. So, I'm going to go ahead and issue a trigger warning for this particular show. Today's episode of Key of X is about disco. I know, I've seen the Death Before Disco t-shirts and the Disco Sucks tattoos. I've heard all the rants about how disco was a virus that infected the music scene like gonorrhea. For the most part, I agree with you. I'm not much for dance music. I don't like to go clubbing or anything like that, but come on. Disco music wasn't all bad. There were some songs I couldn't wait to hear on drive time radio, and some tunes have even stood the test of time. So break out your platform shoes, huh? It's time for 5 disco songs that did not suck, and this is number 5. A precursor to the American disco craze that really hit the mainstream around 1977, that is Disco Tex. Oh man, okay. That is Disco Tex and the Sexolettes with Get Dancin' from 1974. Now, I don't know how much you know about Disco Tex and the Sexolettes, but they are a fascinating group of people. Disco Tex was actually Sir Monty Rock III. Now, Rock first gained popularity as a talk show guest. He used to throw bananas into the audience, crazy stuff like that. He was the sort of the main vocalist for the band. He's the one kind of yelling back there. He actually appeared as the DJ in the film Saturday Night Fever. Now, he formed Disco Tex and the Sexolettes with songwriter and producer Bob Crew. Crew was best known for writing hit songs for Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, Sherry, Big Girls Don't Cry, My Eyes Adored You. That last song, My Eyes Adored You, was a collaboration with songwriter Kenny Nolan, as was Lady Marmalade, that voulez-vous-coochie something song. I don't know. I don't speak Italian. You might remember Nolan for his hit song, I Like Dreamin', back in 1977. You might not. I do, because me. Anyway, you can hear Nolan singing the falsetto part in Get Dancin'. Now, my personal favorite sexolette, if there is such a thing, is Cindy Bullins. Bullins released an album in 1978 called Desire Wire, and I gotta tell you, that was one of the finest straightforward rock albums of the decade. Her single, Survivor, hit number 56 on the US charts, and it kicks so much ass. If you can find that album, by all means, snag it. Now, Cindy ended up getting married to Bob Crew's brother, and they had kids, and it's just this whole big thing. And now Cindy is known as Sydney. She has come out as transgender, and he has a new album due out this year. There's a lot of information about Disco Tex and the Sexolettes that I just told you, but I want to drive into your ear holes precisely how much talent went into a messy little song called Get Dancin', filled with lyrical references to other songs and a fun little doot 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 part. This tune was constructed to be a hit, just as sure as any ABBA tune, and as fluffy as it is, it absolutely works. Now, finally, number 4. At midnight, we're gonna make it all come true, 'cause girl, you were made for me, and girl, I was made for you. Baby, 1979 record Dynasty, or Dynasty if you ain't from around here, that is Kiss with I Was Made for Loving You. This song was the brainchild of guitarist Paul Stanley, who may be as well known for rambling onstage banter as he is for being in one of the most famous and profitable bands in the world. This song was co-written with Vinnie Poncia and Desmond Child. Now, Desmond Child is a member of the Songwriters Hall of Fame. He's composed singles for Aerosmith, Cher, Alice Cooper, Bon Jovi, and a bunch of others. Now, the legend behind I Was Made for Loving You is that Paul Stanley wanted to prove how simple it is to write a disco song. So a bet was made, of which I do not know the stakes, but the song was allegedly written in a few hours. Now, this is not a tremendous Kiss song, especially in comparison with other tunes like Detroit Rock City or Cold Gin, or even my personal favorite, I Love It Loud. But it is a great disco song. That bass line is driving and repetitive. The Stanley falsetto is seductive to a certain segment of the population, I'm sure. And this is one of the closest things to a great disco song available. By the way, Kiss bassist Gene Simmons despises this song. In an interview with OK Magazine, he revealed that he hates his vocal part in the chorus, saying he feels like he is singing like his grandmother. Now I wish I'd gotten the chance to hear Gene's Bubula sing. Number 3.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that. There's many times that we've loved and we've shared love and made love. It doesn't seem to me like it's enough. It's just not enough, baby. It's just not enough. Oh, oh, baby. Oh, baby.
My darling, I can't get enough of your love, baby. Girl, I don't know why I can't get enough of your love, baby. Lord, some things I can't get used to, no matter how I try. It's like the more you give, the more I want. And baby, that's no lie. Oh, no, baby.
From 1974, that's Barry White with Can't Get Enough of Your Love, Babe. That's fairly self-explanatory, right? There's no sense in trying to find any deeper meaning to this tune. Barry White was the very definition of smooth. The BBC said about him, "If Chocolate Fudge Cake could sing, it would sound like Barry White." It's kind of a wild analogy, but there's no doubt that White's voice was aural sex. Recorded with his backing band, the Love Unlimited Orchestra, White never wanted to sing. He was primarily a producer and a multi-instrumentalist, but when that man got behind the microphone, his baritone voice and seductive lyrics and sly moaning ensured that there wasn't a dry seat in the house. Can't Get Enough of Your Love, Babe hit the top of both the Billboard Hot 100 and R&B charts in the States, becoming a gold record. And with its elaborate string and horn arrangement backing up White's inimitable voice, Can't Get Enough of Your Love, Babe is a disco classic that does not suck. Incidentally, this song was from the album Can't Get Enough, and the B-side of the single was called Just Not Enough. Obviously, Barry White was a man who feared lack. Number 2. The album is Parallel Lines, the band is Blondie, and the song is Heart of Glass, certainly one of the most recognizable songs ever written, taking up residence on plenty of best of lists. It certainly meets the criteria for a disco song, but it leans more towards European dance music, and it has some new wave elements. Regardless, Heart of Glass was played heavily at more adventurous clubs, and as Dick Clark would say, it's got a good beat, and you can dance to it. Depending on which version you believe, it was producer Mike Chapman who truly turned this old Blondie track into a disco tune, but Chapman attributes the disco-osity of Heart of Glass to Blondie singer Debbie Harry. I don't know. Not entirely sure it matters. Guitarist Chris Stein says it's European electro. So, new wave, rhythm and blues, disco, whatever it is, however you classify it, Heart of Glass hit number one in the US and the UK, and to this day, it makes the heart swell. Number one.
Do you remember?
Feel like I would be besmirching the sanctity of this song, but I will tell you this. If you know anyone who doesn't like September by Earth, Wind, and Fire, you have my permission to remove them from your life. Don't kill them. Great. Googly moogly. It's not that severe, but you can cut them out. Block them on social media. Never send them a holiday card through snail mail again. Take them off every list. They deserve it, because September is easily one of the greatest songs ever written. I don't care about the genre. This song inspires dancing. September is recognized by the American Medical Association as one of the leading causes of booty shaking. And I don't care if you hear it in a club, at a wedding, or at a family reunion in a state park. There's nothing quite like September. The song wasn't even on an album until Earth, Wind, and Fire's first greatest hits record came out in 1978. It was just a single. And when that song dropped in November of 1978, just a month after it was recorded, it changed the cosmic tuning of the universe. It was a huge dance hit then, hitting the top 10 in both the United States and the United Kingdom. And even now, it will make your grandma get up out of her comfy chair and put on her boogie shoes. This is not just my favorite disco song in the history of ever. It's one of the most joyful songs of all time. Doesn't matter if it's based on real experiences. I don't care about the significance of the 21st night of September or what the hell Badia means. All I know is that September makes my toes tap, my hips swivel, and my spirit free. I didn't even know my hips could swivel. But they do. This may be the happiest song that I absolutely adore, and that's why September is my personal number one. So what about you, Disco Ducks? What disco song do you love that I have forgotten or inadvertently poo-pooed? You have a mandate, a moral imperative, to let me know in the comments section which disco tunes get your body moving. You know what else gets me to shimmy it? I like to shimmy. And that's Biff Bam Pop. That's what. We have all kinds of articles for everyone on your list, so please continue to check us out. Find me on all the major social media platforms. I'm there, but I'm hiding like a naughty boy. My name is Jeffrey X. Martin. You have been listening to Songs in the Key of X, and until next time,
I want to take